Gary Anderson joining me. It's been a while since you've been in the studio. Nice to have you back here.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. Yeah, I've been on your show many times speaking about our charity event and football and so forth, mostly fun things, right?
Yeah, so something a little bit different today, talking a little bit about affordable housing and something that you've recently been digging into, a bylaw that, to be honest, I'd never heard about before. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, well, I think it's important probably just to give you a little bit of background. My wife and I became involved with these political things a few years ago. We have our own community group. An output of that is the Facebook page, Three Sisters for Wildlife. Because of that, Ron Casey's always been a friend of mine, and I've been in several meetings with Ron recently, and I was in one just about a week ago with three of our council members, and I've always believed not only is Ron the biggest advocate that I know for Canmore in general, but no one knows more about the Three Sisters lands than Ron Casey. Ron dropped a bombshell on all of us, and he referred to this bylaw 198, and he proceeded to talk about how he negotiated in this bylaw 30 acres of land for the town of Canmore that can be used for affordable housing. It was so stunning. I know Kay and I were like, we stopped him dead in his tracks, and we were like, Ron, can you repeat that? You know, because as we know, that's been one of the biggest subjects in recent years to do with affordable housing is, hey, we just don't have any land. And he also said that the bylaw 198 and the settlement agreement were negotiated at the same time frame, and they are meant to be read together. But the important thing to note about a bylaw is that it is actually law, and it goes from one landowner to the other, regardless of receiverships and so forth. Probably, Robert, would be good for me to actually read this one short section in the bylaw 198. It says, a total of approximately 12.1 hectares, 30 acres in brackets, of serviced net developable land within this district shall be provided to the town of Canmore for community purposes. And I think a good visual for most people, an acre is very close to a football field.
Right.
Ron said to us, to his knowledge, only approximately 5 of the 30 acres have been used for affordable housing in one particular area in our neighborhood. In fact, it's this exact area where MacArthur Place is being built right now. So according to Ron, there's approximately 25 acres of land left. Given the fact that there appears to be this land, isn't this whole discussion to do with peaks and perhaps 7 affordable housing units? Isn't that possibly very premature?
Just to clarify, the 30 acres total, that was all in the Three Sisters area then?
Yes. Site 2 is actually our neighborhood, and that's why they used 5 acres in our neighborhood. And Site 2B is a big piece of land near Stewart Creek that the Three Sisters owners have just got approved for a massive new development. So it seems like to us, from what reading the bylaw, that our planning department should have been negotiating within that a nice second chunk of land to be used for affordable housing.
I think there's been some discussion about we should be looking at every possible site for affordable housing right now and considering all options. So even if we do have this 30 acres, I mean, should we not still be having the discussion regarding the daycare lands as well as the Peaks of Grassy for affordable housing as well?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. But the important point, and there's a critical word in that bylaw, it says shall be given to the town. In other words, this has already been negotiated. We should be celebrating the fact that we appear to already have this land. That's not to say that we shouldn't be looking at some other viable options as well. And then I think something too that's sort of a personal subject, however the land comes to the town, I think we need to be placing equally important our resources, our knowledge, everything toward being stewards of any land and not making any mistakes on this land. We really need to do the research to know exactly where the need is so we don't look at these lands some years into the future and go, well, you know, we kind of messed up there and messed up there.
All right, Gary Anderson, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.